For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And Peter, over the past few weeks, we've been assuring people that the theaters are not exactly on ice. They're not performing for the public, but it's not as if nothing is going on in the theater community. In fact, in many ways, when the pandemic is over and the theaters do reopen, it will be a changed theatrical landscape in Buffalo. There have been some retirements, some important people have passed away, but there has also been some exciting creative work and investment in the theater. And one of the most exciting is that when the theaters reopen, the patrons of the Cavanocchi Theater on the Deauville College campus will walk into a newly refurbished theater. And I'll tell you, I got a little sneak view of it. Lorraine O'Donnell, the executive artistic director, invited me over to have a peek, and it is stunning. And I brought Lorraine with me. She's here. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi. Thank you for supplying that light in your trunk on the way over. That was very helpful.
Lorraine joins us, of course, through the magic of radio. I think this is the first place you've spoken to it, other than that lovely article in Dimensions, the Deauville College magazine.
I just got my copy today with a lovely shot of the new theater, the proscenium.
Yes. Well, that is the before shot, actually, Peter.
Oh.
Yes. It has a couple of different swatches of paint on there that actually we did not use. So you will be surprised to see how it all ended up. I'm so excited. Even more excited now for people to come back to the theater.
But tell me about this new Broadway-style entrance. This sounds great.
Well, as you know, we have been raising money for the Take a Seat campaign for the past 2 years. And we got to halfway, and then we got a REDEC grant from the state. The Regional Economic Development Council gave us a matching grant that included the seats, the carpeting, and this Broadway-style awning. So we also got a really amazing motorized screen that has been installed in the proscenium of the theater. So we'll be able to use that within shows, and also Deauville will be able to use that for open houses and things like that. That is part one, and then the seats and carpeting were part two. This all has to be done, because it's a grant, within 3 years. So the Broadway-style awning is part three. So when the awning is put up, it will be on the Prospect Side entrance. You'll be able to see it right off of Porter Avenue. It will come right out to the sidewalk, and it'll have our name on it. It'll have lights on it. It'll be a lovely red awning that will pretty much announce to the neighborhood, this is where the theater is.
Well, one of the things I admired so much, you cannot tell what is actually original and what is contemporary. And incidentally, while I was there, the president of the college stopped by, which was kind of special, and she was quite forthcoming on how the theater is a priority for Deauville, and it's within their iconic building. So I had asked her, people think that nothing is going on, and she corrected me quite quickly.
No. We have not skipped the beat, and we've had a multi-year plan for refurbishing the theater, and that began with our Seat campaign that took place over 2 years ago, and we've almost completed that. But with the help of a number of foundations in the community, we've been able to bring this theater back to its original magnificent condition. And when you come into this theater, you're going to see a regal theater. And it's a reflection of what we're doing all across our campus. We're taking the bones of what is beautiful campus infrastructure, and we're returning them back to its original form, back to 1908, so that our students that are always looking forward and looking into the future can understand what our roots are, our heritage, our tradition is, and they can appreciate that as they look forward to their own successful futures at the college.
Now, you say return it back to 1908, but I also noticed that you've cleverly integrated some modern technology, the bump outs for air circulation, the booth, and have created the illusion that something is from 1908 when actually it's brand new.
Yes, and of course, that is true with all the projects that we have across the campus. Technology is integrated into everything that we are doing here, and we welcome and cannot wait to welcome back our community into this beautiful space.
And that was Deauville College President Lori Clemo talking about the upgrades to the Cavanocchi Theater. So, Lorraine, thank you so much for visiting us. It was fabulous to get a sneak peek on the busy, busy doings, doing everything but performing Cavanocchi Theater. Coming back late fall.
We're so excited. I just want to throw out a couple of names that have literally transformed the theater. Our painters who actually suggested the color palettes, which are amazing. His name is Jason Krushka and Frank Ferrelli. And we're so grateful to them. And Brian McNamara, who's our project manager. It took so many people to finish this theater, and they are all so incredibly proud of it. And it makes me so proud to be part of Deauville. And I can't wait to see everybody back.
And I promise it's eye-popping. popping for Theater Talk on WBFO.
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.